Building an innovative learning organization, a framework to build a smarter workforce, adapt to change, and drive growth. Author Russell Sarter. Successful organizations are learning organizations. Successful organizations have a significant characteristic in common that keeps them able to remain competitive and continue growing in a rapidly changing global environment. They are learning organizations. They value, promote, and support learning at all levels and have learning plans and systems that enable them to translate that learning into action. To inspire you to build the innovative learning organization that is capable, competing, winning, and thriving sustainably, we share with you our own tried framework for success. Key changes that affect success. Our business models and strategies, which may have worked just fine for years, may no longer keep us relevant in the face of global economy and changing customer preferences. We can no longer count on a stable, malleable workforce because today's workers are quick to change jobs in search of new opportunities. We must keep up with the rapid changes of technology in order to stay ahead. What a learning organization is. The leaders of a learning organization continuously strive to communicate their vision and promote the value of ongoing learning. But they do far more than just talk. They actively demonstrate that they care about employees, learning, and development by providing the necessary resources. They share information openly and involve employees in the decisions that affect their work and their lives. They flatten hierarchies and eliminate unnecessary policies and rules. They encourage questions and reflection and create an environment in which people can easily collaborate and take risks. They help people to learn from their mistakes and see problems as opportunities. A framework for building a learning organization. Here are the steps of building a learning organization. 1. The learning culture. To build a learning organization, you must deliberately and consciously transform the existing culture into a learning culture. Accomplishing that transformation requires getting 4 things right. The right leaders. Learning organizations have leaders with a vision of what they want the organization to be. And to carry out their vision, they create a safe, supportive environment. In which people are encouraged to speak their minds, hear and respect opposing ideas, take risks, and learn from mistakes. The right people. Instead of focusing only on the people whose qualifications perfectly match the job, successful learning organizations look for people who are also active learners, who are always looking for ways to do a better job, and who seek opportunities to learn something new. People with those characteristics are more open to new ideas and more willing to share information with others. The right behaviors. To enable the right behaviors, you need to create a safe environment that supports learning behaviors. To create a learning environment, streamline policies, procedures, rules, regulations, and structures that may obstruct the open exchange of information, collaboration, and innovation. The right resources. For your vision of a learning organization to be more than a good intention, you need to commit the necessary resources to cover both direct costs, for example, course tools, hiring process, equipment and material, and technology means, and direct costs, for example, your employees' time on an ongoing basis. 2. The learning plan. This includes organizational, team, and individual learning goals, the competencies needed to achieve goals, the learning methods you will use, and the ways in which you will evaluate outcomes. Learning goals. Your learning plan will have 3 levels of goals. 1. Organizational learning goals. Desired outcomes of learning initiatives. 2. Team learning goals. What the team will do to get better. 3. Individual learning goals. What the individual employees will learn to get better. How to start learning goals. The process begins by asking the following kinds of questions. What does the person want to learn? What issues, constraints, and limitations need to be considered when setting learning goals? How will you know when and whether the goals have been achieved? Competency models. The competency models in your learning plan describe the competencies that people in your organization need in order for you to be able to achieve your mission and strategic goals. There are 4 types of competency models. 1. Core competencies. An understanding of what the organization is and what it does, its mission, values, products, services, and strategies. 2. Functional competencies. Those needed by everyone who works in a particular department, unit, or team. 3. Job competencies. Specific skills, knowledge, and abilities, attitudes, attributes that top performers in the job possess. 4. Leadership competencies. The competencies high-performing executives, managers, team leaders, and others who play leadership roles in the organization possess. Learning methods. Learning methods generally fall into 5 categories. Physical or virtual classroom programs, self-study, such as reading, self-paced e-learning, and video or audio podcasts, on-the-job training, mentoring, one-on-one coaching, and peer-to-peer learning. Effective learning methods share certain common characteristics. They are designed or selected as the best fit for the specific situation. The content is relevant to the organization and the learner. They are appropriate for what is being taught. They meet the needs of people with differing individual learning styles. They offer ample opportunities for reflection, practice, and application. Learning assessments. Assessment is essentially a process of asking questions. The overarching question is, how well are our learning plans achieving what we intended them to achieve? We can break that question down into its competent parts as follows. How well is our organizational learning plan helping us build a learning culture? How well is our learning plan helping us achieve our organizational goals? How well are team learning plans achieving the expected outcomes? How well are individual employees achieving their goals? How well is our investment in learning paying off? If any part of our learning plan is not working, what are the possible reasons? 10 Competencies for the Future. In its report, Future Work Skills 2020, the Institution for the Future, IFTF, identifies 10 key work skills needed in the next decade, all of which are learning-related competencies. 1. Sense-making. The ability to listen beyond the words to understand the deeper meaning or significance of what is being expressed. 2. Social intelligence. The ability to negotiate complex social relationships, assess other people's feelings, and connect with others deeply and directly. 3. Novel and adaptive thinking. The ability to come up with innovative solutions and new ways of doing things, and also the ability to adapt to changing and unexpected circumstances. 4. Computational thinking. The ability to understand and use vast amounts of data. 5. New media literacy. The ability to assess, use, and develop content for new forms of media to engage and persuade others. 6. Transdisciplinarity. The ability to understand and apply concepts across multiple disciplines. 7. Cognitive load management. The ability to avoid cognitive overload by using available tools and techniques to identify and focus on what's important. 8. Virtual collaboration. The ability to engage, lead, communicate, collaborate, and negotiate as a member of a team with members scattered in different locations. 9. Design mindset. The ability to recognize that different tasks may require different thinking and changes in processes and environments. 10. Cross-cultural competency. The ability to build relationships and work successfully with people who are different from ourselves. 3. The learning operation. To achieve their goals and use resources efficiently, top learning organizations centralize learning operations under a single contractor, so to speak, an individual, team, or outside professional who makes sure that everything gets done and done smoothly. Data and information are readily accessible, tasks and activities are coordinated, and unnecessary redundancy is avoided. Although the boundaries are not always clearly delineated, the work needed to manage your learning operation can be categorized into 4 broad functions. Content. You will need to develop or purchase a system for collecting all content, organizing it, keeping it up to date, and ensuring it can be easily accessed when it is needed. Delivery. Learning is increasingly being delivered in a variety of digital forms, such as e-learning, video, webcast, podcast, and massive open online courses. Technology. It's vital to understand the options so you can select the technology that suits your needs. Here are some of the questions to ask to help you decide which technology you may need. What do you need the technology to do, and how and when will you use it? Do you have the in-house expertise to develop or customize the necessary technology, or do you need products that are ready to go and easy to learn? Do you need technology that supports third-party courseware? What's your budget? Administration and marketing. You need to set up a system and processes for handling that function, which typically does the following. Manage the process of developing, purchasing, and customizing courses and learning programs. Maintain a searchable inventory of learning-related content. Locate and select the right suppliers, vendors, and instructors, and set up a searchable database. Manage your tuition assistance programs. Market and promote your learning initiatives and programs. Analyze data and prepare reports. The role of a chief learning officer. Today's top organizations are increasingly centralizing their responsibility for learning in the hands of a senior corporate officer and their teams, decision makers with the ability to influence others. The job title is not always chief learning officer, but the job is essentially the same. Determine how to best carry out the organization's learning plan and help the organization keep getting better.